Jeremiah chapter 13. This is what the Lord Jehovah said to me. Go and get for yourself a linen belt, and put it upon your waist, and do not put it in water. So I got a belt according to the word of the Lord Jehovah, and put it on my waist. And the word of the Lord Jehovah came to me the second time, saying, Take the belt that you have obtained, which is upon your waist, and arise, go to Euphrates, and hide it there in a hole of the rock. So I went, and hid it by Euphrates, as the Lord Jehovah commanded me. And it came to pass after many days, that the Lord Jehovah said to me, Arise, go to Euphrates, and take the belt from there, which I commanded you to hide there. Then I went to Euphrates, and dug, and took the belt from the place where I had hidden it. And, indeed, the belt was marred, it was profitable for nothing. Then the word of the Lord Jehovah came to me, saying, This is what the Lord Jehovah says. After this manner I will mar the pride of Judah, and the great pride of Jerusalem. This evil people, who refuse to hear my words, who walk in the imagination of their hearts, and walk after other gods, to serve them, and to worship them, will be even as this belt, which is good for nothing. Because as the belt clings to the waist of a man, so have I caused to cling to me the whole house of Israel and the whole house of Judah. Says the Lord Jehovah. That they might be to me for a people, and for a name, and for a praise, and for a glory, but they would not listen. Therefore you shall speak to them this word, This is what the Lord Jehovah God of Israel says, Every bottle will be filled with wine. And they will say to you, Do we not certainly know that every bottle will be filled with wine? Then you shall say to them, This is what the Lord Jehovah says. Indeed, I will fill all those who live in this land, even the kings who sit upon David's throne, and the priests, and the prophets, and all those who live in Jerusalem, with drunkenness. And I will dash them against one another, even the fathers and the sons together, says the Lord Jehovah. I will not pity, nor spare, nor have mercy, but destroy them. Hear, and listen. Do not be proud. Because the Lord Jehovah has spoken. Give glory to the Lord Jehovah, your God, before he causes darkness, and before your feet stumble upon the dark mountains, and, while you look for light, he turns it into the shadow of death, and makes it gross darkness. But if you will not listen, my soul will weep in secret places for your pride, and my eye will weep greatly, and run down with tears, because the Lord's Jehovah's flock is carried away captive. Say to the king and to the queen, Humble yourselves, sit down. Because your kingdoms will come down, even the crown of your glory. The cities of the south will be shut up, and no one will open them, Judah will be carried away captive all of it, it will be wholly carried away captive. Lift up your eyes, and see those who come from the north, where is the flock that was given you, your beautiful flock? What will you say when he shall punish you? Because you have taught them to be captains, and as chief over you, shall not sorrows overtake you, as a woman in childbirth? And if you say in your heart, Why have these things come upon me? Because of the greatness of your sins your skirts are discovered, and your heels made bare. Can the Ethiopian change his skin, or the leopard his spots? Then may you also do good, who are accustomed to do evil. Therefore I will scatter them as the stubble that passes away by the wind of the wilderness. This is your lot, the portion of your measures from me, says the Lord Jehovah. Because you have forgotten me, and trusted in falsehood. Therefore I will pull your skirts over your face, that your shame may appear. I have seen your adulteries, and your neighing, the lewdness of your prostitution, and your abominations on the hills in the fields. Woe to you, O Jerusalem! Will you not be made clean? When will it once be?